Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studio.
We'll do it live.
That's right. We are here tonight for a 3-hour show, not a 3-hour tour. But a 3-hour show. I guess if you want to call it a 3-hour tour through the world of sports, that would be appropriate. But it is the Odd Couple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. What's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. What's up?
I'm good, man. Had a good weekend and ready to get it popping. Lots going on in the world of sports.
Same here. It was great to be back in Detroit and see
That's friends. Something you don't hear often.
Unless you're from there or you spent significant time, but yes.
Or something like that.
You know, but nah, Detroit's a great town. Cause a lot of people just don't get it. I get it. Cause you kind of got to be there. It doesn't sound appealing, but Detroit has some of the best people in the world. And I can say that after living there 20 years, getting married there, you know, I met my wife there. Good people. They just,
I watched 8 Mile with, of course, Eminem. It looked like it had a lot of great people.
Great people. I'm serious. It's a great town. I know you are.
My brother lives out there, you know. So.
No, he lives in Michigan, right?
Yes. My wife, my daughter, of course, went to Michigan.
So right. Nah, Detroit is a great sports town, one of the best sports towns in America. People love sports. Not much else going on, so sports is huge. But MGM Grand hung out, you know. People wearing their mask. It was good. It was a good weekend. And got business done that I needed to do.
All right. Well, we got Howard Beck, Sports Illustrated senior writer and co-host of the Crossover Podcast, wrote a nice story in Sports Illustrated today about all the buyout madness that we witnessed in the NBA. And we, of course, will get into that.
Just
today.
Giving money away. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. So that'll be a lot of fun. We got him at the bottom of the hour. Let me introduce the Odd Couple crew. On the ones and the twos, of course, on this Magic City Monday, DJ Alex Teichert, a.k.a. Alex the Vegan. Super producer Rob G, of course, is in full effect. And on the updates, that's right, the loquacious Brian Finley. All right, Rob, the rich get richer. That's all I got to say. I mean, when the Nets added Blake Griffin on the buyout market, that was a lot, right? That was a little bit surprising. Like, wow, okay. And then LaMarcus Aldridge, who we had been hearing, you know, might go to Miami, and he decides to join the Nets, which I think surprised a lot of people because it didn't seem like that was possible, you know?
Yep, I was surprised when I heard the news.
And so, of course, Twitter went bananas. I mean, they're acting like Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge are still in their prime. You know, these guys are older, and Aldridge is 35.
Yeah, but for what they need him to do, though.
Jacob Pertl in San Antonio.
But for what they need him to do on that team, it's not a lot. So that's why
I agree with that. But I'm just saying, people are – all this, it's unfair, it's this, it's that. That they're acting like he's still that perennial all-star.
Right. Like he's 30 years old, not 35.
Right. And Blake, of course, is 32, but not what he used to be. But, Rob, as you said, what you're seeing with the Nets, and you see it with other teams, too, when they're stacked like this, when you've got three superstars, and to be honest, we've only seen two recently.
Yeah.
But when you've got two super-duper stars – the role players, they just need to be they get better.
Because those other guys
draw so much attention.
Absolutely. You're going to get open looks. All the other stuff is there. And we've seen Harden pass the basketball to those guys, Chris, if they're open. So it's not like you're just standing around watching those guys play. And if you don't take those other players seriously, they'll hurt you. We've seen it.
And Blake looks very good.
He has
17 points in 20 minutes against Detroit.
Yep. That's all you can ask for in that situation. And they won a game that in Detroit by 1 point. They got the win. That's what good teams do, Chris.
And all they had was Harden as far as their superstars.
Yep. And Detroit played well that game. They came out and they gave it a go, and they still couldn't beat them. And now Durant is what, a week away? Is that what Nash said?
He's out the rest of this week.
Once they get him back, I don't know how many games they're losing.
They host Minnesota. What'd you say?
I said after they get him back and he's – I don't know how many games they're losing. They've won 17 out of 20 now. Is that what the number is?
Yeah.
And look, they play Minnesota. They got like three easy games the next three games.
They got Minnesota tonight with Kyrie. But, Rob, check this out, Rob G, because I think they're 15-3 without Durant this year. But check that out, Rob, if you can. That's the best record in the NBA. Like, that would be, you know what I'm saying? So, without Durant, they've got the best record in the league.
Right. That. What does that say?
Well, tell you what, Rob, the good thing for Nets fans is that his game is the type of game that should, you know, there's always a little adjustment, but he should be able to drop in fairly seamlessly because of the way
he plays with that. You know? I agree. I don't think he's going to be a problem what are we doing here? No, I think the players know what kind of ball player he is, what he brings to the table. He's the best player on that team, and I don't think that they're going to go away from him or keep doing what they were doing once he's there. And I think everybody will adjust. I really
do. Absolutely. And now, I've picked them to win it, as have you. They need to get on the floor together. I mean, I get it that it's gone really well and they just gotten together. But they need to start playing together and get their chemistry honed. It's obviously already good, but they need to get it honed to where they're a smooth running machine. So there's that. But Rob, what we want to bring up, and you have, I'm not even going to say it, I'm going to let you say it. You got this great saying.
I've been saying it for a while. You know that if you listen to our show, and I've always said LeBron James started MySpace and Kevin Durant started Facebook. Facebook.
And this is actually Twitter.
Right. Or Instagram now. I mean, right. But my point was, when LeBron did his big three in Miami and he put it together and he had the big on-stage spectacular and dancing girls and confetti and not two, not three, not four. Remember that? Remember they were saying they were going to win 7 championships.
Right.
Right, Alex? Right. You got that? That wasn't, Chris, he didn't say that on happenstance, right? He thought he had built this super team that couldn't be beat.
Not three, right. Not four,
absolutely.
Not five,
I mean, right?
Not six.
He didn't say that on jest. He really thought he had built this great team that was going to be hard-pressed. And they went to the finals 4 years in a row. They won 2, they lost 2. But now this is a new level. And I believe that LeBron, you reap what you sow. He started this, and now I think the NBA's turned into the ABL. Anybody but LeBron. That's where we are now.
So explain that. Unpack that. So are you saying, like, the rest of the players in the league are against him, or what? Now,
I think that there's a degree of, like, LeBron did this thinking he was going to, you know, run the place and stack the deck and make it work for him, you know, like, oh, I'm not letting a general manager do this. I'm going to build my team. I'm going to get the best players. And for people who are, like, crying, Chris, and boo-hooing about this ain't fair to LeBron, LeBron went out and tried to get Kawhi and Anthony Davis to join him at the Lakers.
Right, absolutely.
They had money to get Kawhi. It could have been a done deal if Kawhi was a different guy. What would have changed, Chris? He would have been playing in his hometown, L.A., right? He's from suburban LA. Right. He's playing at the Staples Center where he is right now playing. What would have changed? They probably would have won 4 championships in a row. Kawhi could have done his load management, could have done whatever he wanted with those 3, and it would have been a piece of cake, but Kawhi wanted no part of it. That's really what we're talking about. So for people to look at the Nets now and cry and say, like, oh, everybody's just trying to, they need this to beat a 36-year-old guy. No. Who was LeBron trying to beat when he tried to get Kawhi? Who was he trying to beat, Chris, that he needed Kawhi to?
The only person you could say is Steph. But the point you're making is understood. Stop. This is where I disagree. I agree with everything you said. LeBron started this.
He did.
He started this.
Yep.
This is the era of – it's not the first era of super teams. Larry Bird had a super team in Boston. Magic Johnson had a super team with Kareem with the Lakers. All right? There have been – the Lakers had a super team before that with Jerry West, Wilt Chamberlain, Elgin Baylor, and Gail Goodrich. There have been – even Boston, right? The big three in 2008 that won the championship. The difference is now today's super teams – are player generated. LeBron got AD to LA. Tried to get Kawhi there. Kawhi goes to the Clippers, and the Clippers aren't technically a super team. We tend to think 3 superstars.
No, not right.
But they are, you know, they're an elite team, and that's because not only Kawhi went there, Rob, but he got Paul George to go there too.
But in the Paul George case, they had to give to get. They had to trade to get him. So
right, but
there's
still
a little difference.
I mean, LeBron got traded technically to Miami. I mean, it's players, like, if Kawhi doesn't reach out to Paul George and recruit him, he's not going to Oklahoma City and saying, you know what, can you guys trade me? So that's what I mean. And then, of course, in Brooklyn, they're hanging out with Harden in the summer. And they say, you know what? It'd be great if all 3 of us could play together. So that's what I mean, player generated. Like, these are the brainchilds of the players, not front office executives. So you are absolutely right. LeBron started it, and all the Laker fans and LeBron fans, and I like LeBron and all that, but you can't complain because he did start this. And what Durant has done is just one-up him what appears to be twice, certainly when he went to Golden State.
Yep.
And now if this works out the way it looks like it's going to work out, then he one-upped him again.
And if you wind up blocking LeBron. Go ahead.
Right. You can't. LeBron had every intention of doing the same thing.
Right.
If I try to cheat on my wife but just can't get with nobody, and I'm as bad as the dude that cheats on his wife because he was successful. You know what I'm saying? Intention is important. So LeBron had the intention of building this type of team, and he did. He couldn't because Kawhi turned it down. Durant was just successful in doing it.
Yep.
That's all there is to it. That's the only difference. So where I disagree with you is that I don't think players – now, I think Durant definitely has LeBron in his mind. Like, yeah, you know, I want to beat him. You know what I mean? He had all that in Miami. They beat us. I never won it in Oklahoma City. You know, I want to do what he – because Durant has followed LeBron at virtually every turn. I mean, really, LeBron starts his media company, Durant starts a media company. LeBron goes to a super team, Durant goes to a super team. Now, you know, he's doing it again. And like you said, he's one-upping him. So I think Durant thinks that way, Rob.
Right.
But I don't think other players are like, yo, like cheering because Durant looks like he may stick it to LeBron again. I don't think that. I think other players are upset because they see these stacked teams being formed.
Yeah, it's definitely not good for the NBA. I said this on Colin Shaw a long time ago, that LeBron ruined the NBA. I'm going to stick with that because I do believe, Chris, this is just, I can't prove it, that if LeBron stayed put, I doubt we'd have the movement that we've seen in the NBA. I'm not saying that nobody would move or become a free agent, but I just don't know. Durant could still be in OKC. If LeBron stayed put, you know, and some of the other moves, Dwight Howard, huh?
Right. I agree. Like, look.
Because you follow the guy to lead
him. I don't think LeBron's ruined the NBA. I think this is actually great for the NBA. And I think super teams, like I said, the 80s was all Boston and L.A. for the most part. They were super teams and people loved it. So I don't think this is bad. But I do agree with your point that if LeBron doesn't do it first, I don't, Rob, I really mean this. I don't think it would have even entered Kevin Durant's mind to go to Golden State. And even if it did, I think he would have been like, come on, there's no way. I can't do that. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I just don't think it would have. Now, I could be wrong. And then, you're right, players are moving around and trying to form these types of teams. So, all right, 877-99 on Fox. We got a lot to talk. There's a lot of different angles and layers we're going to get in on this story, but we're going to throw it out to you first. 877-99 on Fox. Do you think LeBron regrets starting the player-generated super team era? Do you? Because he's been foiled by it once with Golden State. That powerhouse kept him from winning, you know, they beat him three times, what, twice? So three times. They beat him three times in the finals. And then, of course, now we'll see if Brooklyn can do the same thing. But do you think he regrets starting the player-generated super team? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What's up, everyone? It's me, three-time NFL All-Pro Sean Merriman, and I have a new sports podcast called The Lights Out Podcast with Sean Merriman. This podcast is special to me as I get a chance to talk to some of the best who've ever done it on the field or the track. So whether it's talking to a Super Bowl champion or a NASCAR Cup Series champion, The Lights Out Podcast will bring it to you the only way I know how to. I'm giving you the best insight from the best who've ever done it. Listen to Lights Out with Sean Merriman on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Goodyear tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Goodyear test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
A couple, Chris and Rob coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. 877-99 on Fox. Do you think LeBron regrets starting this player-generated super team era? Your turn to weigh in.
All right. I'm still waiting to hear from Rob G.
All right, so
Max and George are starting it off, Chris, here on the Odd Couple.
Oh, I know,
Fox
we know
Sports
what
Radio.
Vein,
yes,
this is going to be in.
I love this, Max. Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Hi, how y'all doing, man? I appreciate it. I got to tell the truth here. I just think he's got to regret it because the mathematics alone don't add up. I mean, the guy, you know, you could argue he tried to avoid the Celtics and the Spurs. He saw how those organizations were run top to bottom, and he tried to mimic it in Miami, and then it fell apart. So I think it's funny. It's come full circle. I don't know the quote, so I don't want to butcher it, but Shannon Sharpe's always saying the guy, you know, chose a road to avoid it, but he found himself on that road still. That's you know, the epitome of what's happening to LeBron right now, and it's kind of a beautiful thing because, you know, you always rise and fall, and I think right now he's on the fall.
So I agree from the standpoint of this, Max. When you try to circumvent something, right, and it winds up coming back to bite you, the same exact thing that you were trying to do which was build this team so that you could win a lot. Now somebody builds a better team, and now you can't win. It's just, or it does, it looks appears.
Well, he does have four rings. I mean,
no, I got the, yeah, but he's played 18 years too.
Oh, he's got three.
But I'm just saying, like,
right.
Three. He's got four rings in 17.
Oh, you don't count the bubble? What do you not count?
I don't count that bubble round.
Oh, look at you. All right. It counts, Max. Max, it counts. All right, Jalen in Pennsylvania. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jalen?
Hey, guys. First time, long time. I listen to the podcast mostly, but I'm a huge fan of you guys.
Thank you.
Anytime. I just wanted to say I don't think LeBron's going to regret his decision. Simply because when we look back on history, we're going to look at all the stacked teams that he had to go against in the finals. And, you know, looking back on that history, we're going to be like, wow, all this to beat a 36-year-old LeBron. Like,
it's,
you know,
not to
beat.
It's not but that. But here's the thing. I give you – I get it. You'll look and say, wow, he couldn't beat Kevin Durant and the Warriors. Okay, we get it. But here are two things. One – LeBron had a super team, too.
Yes. How did
Kevin
he win his
Love
championships?
Was freaking 26-12 before he joined LeBron, the year before he went to Cleveland. He was like average, got 15 rebounds 1 year, average, 13 rebounds. And like, he was viewed as one of the.
He was a star in the league.
Power forwards, yes.
And that's so, fine, but the super team's done away
no,
for one
LeBron
year.
And then and that's Kyrie, had a solid- hold on. LeBron, Kyrie, and Love was a super team.
Yes.
Don't get it twisted. It wasn't the best super team of its time because it lost, but it was a super team. Don't ever forget that. And so it's not like and LeBron had a super team in Miami. They won 2 of 4.
They went to the championship 4 years. They just didn't get, you know, Chris, do the three in a row.
Right.
Or win. If they would have won all four, we'd be talking about something different, right?
Absolutely.
Had they won all four. Hey, how about Bruce in South Carolina? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Bruce?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So I got to say, I don't think LeBron regrets it because in the end of the day, it's, like you mentioned, player empowerment, and it is power to the players now. And I don't think he really regrets that. Plus, he did win his championships. One other thing I want to mention is this idea of super teams. I don't consider the Celtics of the 80s or the Lakers of the 80s super teams because they all kind of came in together, like the Beatles. They all came in, but no one considers them a super group, although they are all successful separately.
New
Edition is not considered a super group.
I would disagree that people don't think the Beatles were a super group. Rob, what you got on that?
What, on the Beatles?
Is anybody bigger than the Beatles?
No, they still sell more.
They didn't come together, right, I get it.
They still sell more records, Chris, right, today than they ever have.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was the MVP of the league the year Magic was a rookie. And then they also had Jamal Wilkes, who was a Hall of Famer. They had Norm Nixon, who was really good, an all-star. And then drafted James Worthy, brought in Bob McAdoo, who we all know McAdoo was killing the league earlier in his career.
In Buffalo.
Right. So he was the equivalent. He was basically where Blake or Aldridge is at right now. You know what I'm saying? When he went to the Lakers and he came off the bench. And Rob, Walton was in the same position too when he went to the Celtics.
Right.
The difference is they weren't player generated. They were more organic. That's all. That's the
right, and that's the difference. Right. Yep, no doubt
all
about
right.
it.
We'll get more into it. We got Howard Beck, Sports Illustrated senior writer, coming up next. But first,
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com, and within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a Sports Illustrated senior writer, co-host of the Crossover Podcast. Does a tremendous job covering the NBA, our friend Howard Beck. What up, Howard? How are you, man?
What up, fellas? How are you?
We are good. We are good. And you wrote a great column or story today Sports Illustrated, or yesterday, about buyout. It's entitled, Buyouts Are Warping the NBA's Competitive Landscape. Tell us, you talked to a lot of executives who just feel like, you know, the Nets got Blake Griffin and LaMarcus Aldridge for $2 million. Obviously, the Lakers got Andre Drummond for, I think, $800,000. So tell us how executives from around the league, from other teams, are feeling about this.
Not great. not great, Bob, as the Mad Men phrase goes.
Right.
look, there's a lot of counter arguments, and we can get into some of the counter arguments. But the main concern is simply this. Whatever you may think of Andre Drummond, and he's got some limitations, but he's 27 years old in his prime and obviously a phenomenal rebounder. Whatever you think of LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin, clearly past their primes, not what they once were, will never be all-stars again. They're all still, those three in particular, are very useful players, and especially useful if you're no longer the number one or number two guy on your team, but instead maybe the fourth or fifth most important guy on a team. And they're veterans who, especially in the case of LaMarcus Aldridge and Blake Griffin, have a lot of experience, a lot of postseason experience. They're definitely still valuable, and they are much more valuable than the pennies, relative pennies, that the Nets and Lakers just paid to acquire them at a time when you're not supposed to be adding free agents in this league. Free agency runs in a normal year, July 1st through somewhere mid-September, and then you have training camp. And if you don't like your roster, or if you found that you've got a hole or something's insufficient, or you just need to make an upgrade, then you trade. You make trades. And when you make a trade, you give up talent to get talent, or you give up draft picks to get talent. What's happening in the buyout market is that you're getting talent basically for free. The vast majority of their salaries paid by the team that bought them out. You didn't have to trade draft picks or other players. You just got to sign them in March or in a normal year in February sometimes. And now you've got them for the stretch run and to try to help you win a title. And so if you are a GM of the team, of any of the teams that are in either smaller markets or non-glamour markets or non-contending markets, and you're seeing teams be able to grab this kind of talent for such little expense and no sacrifice, it's frustrating. And it does seem to exacerbate the haves and have-nots problem that the NBA already has.
Howard, I've been saying this for the last couple of years, that LeBron ruined the NBA when he formed his super team in Miami, and now it seems to be biting him. I mean, this is a guy who also tried to get Kawhi Leonard to join him and Anthony Davis with the Lakers, and he didn't go there. But now he got stopped by Golden State when they got Kevin Durant to one-up them. And now it looks like Brooklyn's going to be in his way at least for a year or two or a couple years or whatever. And is this good for the NBA or bad? I know that the league has always had really good teams, but they seem more organic. Trades, drafts, you know, Larry Bird was drafted to the Celtics. They were bad when he got there. And then they wound up having Hall of Fame players and they won championships. This seems different. It's an NBA that I don't like as much.
Yeah, I mean, I think you and I differ there a little bit, Rob, just in that I don't mind any bit of the player empowerment era to the extent that players have decided and have enough leverage now and enough ability and enough financial security to say, I don't think I can win here. I have to do something about it myself. Because relying on GMs and team owners, you just might destroy your career in the process. There's a lot of bad owners in this league. There are a lot of bad GMs in this league. And if you just leave your fate to those, to the people running the team, you might screw your career. So I don't
mind. I'm not saying you can't leave on free agency. That's not what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm talking about the
orchestration.
And this is the issue that I have, is to have a league, there's got to be some sort of competitive balance. I know everybody, you know, and at some point, I get it, people still showing up, you know, when they have crowds of still showing up and they make the TV money or whatever. But essentially, there's going to be only two teams or three teams that can win every year. I think that hurts a league from a competitive balance standpoint.
It can, but let's a couple quick things here. One, 2016, we had this anomaly, this cap spike that allowed the Warriors to add Kevin Durant after they won 73 games. That never should have happened. That was a glitch in the system. The league screwed that up. The union allowed it to happen. There's a bunch of things that went into that. But in terms of like players orchestrating or collaborating and deciding that we're going to get to the same place, I don't mind that, because there are still some restraints on the system in that, you know, the Nets had enough cap room to sign Kyrie and Kevin Durant together, and a lot of people thought it's not going to work anyway. Hey, those two guys are both, you know, they're quirky guys, and who knows if it'll work, and blah, blah, blah. And up until the time that they traded for James Harden, and they did have to give up assets to get him.
No, there's no doubt. I'm with you on that. They gave up stuff to get Harden.
But here, all right, so Rob, real quick, on the so there is a competitive balance issue in general, I agree, but I'll put that to the side for a moment. This season, and let's wind back a week before the buyouts, and let's not discuss for the moment whether the buyouts will tip the balances or not.
Right.
Up about a week ago, if you had asked who's winning the East, you could have talked in circles, I could have at least, for days about Milwaukee versus Miami versus Philadelphia versus Brooklyn. And in the West, well, the Lakers, yeah, they're the favorites, and I think they're the best team, but my gosh, I don't know what LeBron's going to look like when he gets back or AD's going to look like when he gets back, and there's not a lot after those two. And Kawhi and Paul George look better this year together than they did in year one, and Denver's really good, and Utah's really good. Like, we have like an eight-team race at the moment, and if it ends up being Nets and Lakers, we'll look back and say, yep, competitive balance was screwed up. But the reality of it right now, today, is I still think there's basically three or four teams in each conference that could plausibly win it this year. I don't think it's the foregone conclusion that we had back when we had Warriors, Cavaliers for four straight years.
I agree. I think that's a good point, Howard. Look, the collective bargaining agreement's up in 2024. That's a little ways away, of course. But I just look at the way Anthony Davis and James Harden forced their way out of their teams. And then what you're seeing, you know, what you wrote about with the buyouts, do you think, I feel like the owners are really going to create a hard line stance with the players, and you're going to see a lot of, you know, it's going to be rough on the players in this new collective bargaining. Do you think that'll be the case as well?
It's a really interesting thought, Chris, because we've had relative labor peace since the lockout in 2011. It's been almost 10 years, hard to believe. And a lot's happened since then, including some things that I think probably a lot of people around the league aren't that happy with. You know, I'm sure they're still hand-wringing about player empowerment. I'm sure there's still hand-wringing definitely about the cap spike in 2016 and what it allowed the Warriors to do with Durant. And this buyout market, it certainly is a concern. I think, you know, it's hard to say just small market versus large market, because a lot of buyout guys have gone to smaller markets, right, but they're going to contenders. But it is the smaller market GMs who raise this issue more than the others, because they already feel the deck is stacked against them. And Kirk Goldsberry at ESPN had a great piece a week or two ago showing how the stars have completely flocked to New York and L.A., and it's more extreme than it's ever been. There are more small markets than large markets. There are more non-destination, non-glamour markets than there are glamour markets. So those teams, by definition, are the majority. So when you get in a room to discuss collective bargaining and what new rules we need and what we need to do to try to change things and make it more equitable, those are going to be the majority voices. And so, yeah, I think there's definitely the potential for a big fight in 2024, but it's probably the owners with each other more so than owners versus players at this stage. Although eventually, once you get to consensus on what the policy solutions are, then it can become owners versus players.
And Howard, last thing for me real quick, how ironic is that, or if you're all the stars have flocked to New York or L.A., except for the Knicks, right?
Right.
Well,
They're on the right path, and who knows?
500, hey, that's getting there.
The funny thing is, they're just respectable enough that maybe they will now be a destination, and then we'll hand-wring all over again and say, look, even more so now, both New York teams and both L.A. teams have sucked up all the stars.
Right. That would be something. All right, Howard Beck, Sports Illustrated. Terrific job, man. We appreciate
you, buddy.
Knowledge, brother.
Appreciate it, fellas. Always a pleasure. Yeah. Thank you.
Yep. Check him out, too. He's the co-host of the Crossover Podcast. Make sure you check that podcast out. All right, one college basketball coach in particular is proving all his doubters wrong. We'll explain next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios on a Magic City Monday. And there's the NCAA basketball going on tonight as we are working our way toward the Final Four. You've got tonight we are watching, or on television, Oregon State, the 12 seed at Houston, or playing Houston, number 2 seed. Oregon State would be the lowest team ever, lowest seeded team to ever get to the Final Four. Then you got Arkansas and Baylor later tonight. And tomorrow, Rob, to round out the Final Four, USC, the 6 seed. That's going to be a great game against Gonzaga.
Yep.
Evan Mobley with USC.
He has been balling out, man, all year, and he's shown up big. And you know what, Chris? He might be the anecdote for Gonzaga.
Right. Absolutely.
Might be.
So that's going to be a good game. And then you got the nightcap, UCLA, the 11th seed. So Michigan, the number 1 seed, obviously favored in that. But, Rob, here, and you pick, and I'm going to congratulate you. I was leading the bracket at Fox Sports Radio going into the weekend, and I have Florida State going to the Final Four. Michigan beat them.
Right.
So I don't even know where I'm at now, but I don't have a chance to win. Three people have a chance to win, including you. So this will be a real rally, because you were
Right, I was out of it. But I had Michigan. Aaron Torres, it's only three of us. That mathematically can win. Two? Yeah, Aaron's
you, Aaron
one.
Aaron and who?
It's T.J. Houshmandzadeh, Aaron, and me.
Now, Harmon is second. He can't win, Mike Harmon?
No, I don't think he has one of the – you got to have one of the winners. Game. I don't think he has anybody – he's the second most, Chris, with points.
Right.
Because even with points, it's T.J. Houshmandzadeh, who I believe is first. Aaron is like third or fourth, and I'm 11th. I only have 46 points.
Wow.
But I could still win if Michigan wins.
And they might win. I thought without Isaiah Livers, that's why I didn't pick him. I would have.
Do you remember why I told you I picked them? Even without Livers, I was saying sometimes, Chris, when you miss a guy like that, people rally behind that and they play better, or they know, you know, we're missing a big piece, a third piece. We got to do better. We got to make up for him. And that happens sometimes. You count people out, they're missing one of their top three players. Ain't no way they're going to make the run. And then all of a sudden, I mean, I watched the game yesterday. They jumped out, and they never relented.
The thing that stood out to me in that game yesterday, too, because Florida State was wildly athletic. They got this freshman, Scott Barnes, I think is his name. I'm going to ask Casey Jacobson. We talked to him in the third hour about it. He looks like he's going to be a really nice NBA player. So they had what you might say was more talent. But I'm going to tell you, Michigan is well coached. And you see it. The way they play, the looks they get, the way they pass, move the ball. Juwan Howard has done a tremendous job. And I'm not just saying that because, he was a Fab Five guy, former NBA player. You know, no. You watch that team, and I just think their coaching is standing out because they don't have a ton of guys that you're going to look at and say are NBA talented type guys.
Right. You know, what's funny is our friend Clarence Hill Jr. Who covers the Cowboys
Texas,
for a million years. He had a great tweet, Chris, that I saw. It said, Juwan Howard's doing at Michigan what Jim Harbaugh was supposed to do, which is true.
I thought that was good.
To turn the program and get them into a chance to win a championship. So
Yep. And if he were somehow to win this or even, you know, get to the final game or something like that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, the recruits are going to come flocking. I mean, I'm sure
I'll tell you, when he got hired in Michigan, you know, people in Michigan were like, they looked at it as a PR stunt.
Yep.
I mean, and they didn't really give Juwan any credit for putting in time as an assistant coach and doing the stuff that he did down in Miami and all that. People just saw him as a former player. Oh, here we go again. So, you know, giving up a former player a job as a coach and they're not ready for it or they haven't put in their time and their effort. And people were wrong about Juwan Howard. I totally agree.
It was all based on stereotypes.
Yep.
Seriously. And let's face it, a lot of the former players who are coaches were guards. You know what I mean? Particularly point guards. So there's kind of a feeling against a lot of big men. And Juwan wasn't
Patrick
a 700,
Ewing had that for a long time.
Right.
Patrick couldn't get a job.
It's harder for big guys because people don't think of them as, you know, the cerebral players. But, man, being in that Miami organization, learning under Pat Riley, Eric Spoelstra, I'm telling you, man, when you watch that team play, to me, it stands out how well coached they are. And so congratulations to Juwan. I mean, the job is not done by any stretch.
No, but they're in a great spot, especially after not having Livers. So they've done a great job. But I'm with you. They have more. I think they could get to the championship game, Chris. I'm going to hold out with my pick. I still think they can win.
No, they can win it. I mean, there's no doubt about it. As good as they look, they definitely have a shot. All right, keep it locked. 2 hours left. Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
What kind of fun is waiting for you at Kings Island? The, holy cow, we're way too high and here comes the drop kind of fun. The, make a splash all summer kind of fun. The, I can't believe I ate that whole funnel cake. Let's get another kind of fun. But most importantly, at Kings Island, you'll find for the fun of it kind of fun.
Don't wait to start your fun season. Kings Island is now open on weekends.